Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, good morning, North State. This is Carl Lindabott on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402. You know what? It's another beautiful day, and I'm getting even more worried. Shasta Lake is getting even shallower. Let's introduce everybody here. Kelly Frost Jr.
You mean the mud puddle?
The mud puddle. I understand they're going to start taking tours, walking tours through the lake by the end of the summer.
Great.
Yeah.
Pretty soon you won't even be able to ride a boat across the whole thing.
Well, I tell you what they're talking about. It goes down, you know, a few more feet, and there goes your hydropower.
Wow.
And that gets big.
Yeah.
So, but luckily we've got a guest here today we can talk about that with, you know, on electric utilities and a number of other things. But, of course, I want to introduce my partner, my soulmate, Lindabott.
It's a beautiful day. Thank you so much. And we always want you to know that you can go to freefireradio.com and email us. We love interacting with your thoughts. And we have a survey on there.
Oh, yeah.
We've been having a good time. Yesterday, we have a great website host. He came over because I got a new Apple iBook, and we transferred. I've officially now have an email where I've changed my name. And for those who knew me formerly as Linda Regan, know that after having albums out and stuff like that, it was big. So we sent out this email and had, because we changed programs, it had question marks.
Yeah, well, you know,
I was so upset about that. I got up in the middle of the night because of puppy time.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that a minute. I know, but it wasn't your fault. I mean, it was just a fact. It was a software on it. Changed, put question marks everywhere.
The question marks are, hi, I'm Remir, because I sent it all over the country and different places, you know, internationally. And hi, I've just remarried, question mark, question mark. My name is Lindabott, question mark, question mark. And my email is going to be Lindabott, whatever, question mark, question mark. So I get up in the middle of the night, of course, potty time for the dog. And I get online. I have 57 emails going, what's with the question marks?
You're not sure, huh?
Anyway.
Well,
we're excited about our guest.
Hey, speaking of that, Kelly, do you know how long the toilet paper is on your toilet paper roll?
Oh, no, that was a trivia question.
Do you know how long the toilet paper is on your toilet paper roll? This is regular, you know, regular plies that.
30 feet?
Well, no, I'll tell you exactly. It goes from our bathroom through the bedroom and down the hallway into the other bathroom. I know this for sure because I saw the puppy, whose name is No Damn It, running down the passageway with the toilet paper in her mouth, with Linda running behind her, yelling, drop the toilet paper. Puppy did not drop the toilet paper. Do not try that at home. Step away from the toilet paper. That's how long a toilet paper roll is. Yeah. Anyway, I just sit, you know what? I sit in my office, you know, working in. The whole world passes me by and things like that. I just see things running past my door. Hey, our guest today is Vice Mayor Patrick Jones. We're going to be talking a number of questions for the city here, you know, especially after what Schwarzenegger didn't say yesterday on the State of the State address. But we're also going to be talking a lot about the utility question, and this is something else that's going to be coming up because we want to talk about abatements. So this is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. How can Bill O'Reilly say, oh, the no-spin zone? Riley, you look like a top half the time. Anyway. Okay, hey, our guest today is Vice Mayor Patrick Jones, and we've got the phone lines already backed up, so good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Thank you for having me on. Now, I did want to say on your earlier comment with the lake being low that you're going to do walking tours, and, you know, for all of us guys that are poor fishermen, this is the only time we can ever really catch a fish there because they're all concentrated in smaller areas, so this, you know, you can always look at a good side.
Is it like with a spear or your hands or?
No, no. I mean, we're not noodling or anything, but.
No, we're going out there and shooting into the fish.
No shooting, no noodling, just regular fishing. And I'm such a horrible fisherman that this is the time that I could probably go out there and catch something.
I'm really not sure what noodling means, but maybe you can explain that after the break.
After the show here. Okay, hey, look, the big thing, and I really appreciate you coming on, Patrick, first of all, to talk about this, because, you know, two or three front page stories. We've had two shows. We've had so many emails. To people that are just so upset about this policies of REU to toss people out. Yes, there's not thousands being tossed out. You can call it abatement, you can call it eviction, call it anything you want. But there are some, and there's a number of people being forced out. And like right now, on we know on our callers, that's what they want to talk about. But thank you for showing up to be able to answer this from the mayor and the vice mayor's point of view.
Well, and thank you for having me here. And, you know, the first thing I want to say to the public is that we are ready to listen to you. And that's, in fact, why I put this item on the agenda for February the 3rd. And, of course, that's 7 o'clock Tuesday night. And it was important to me to put that on the agenda because I wanted the public to have an opportunity to speak to this issue. And this is a very important issue. And I think this will be an opportunity for a couple things. First, for the public to speak directly to the mayor and to the entire city council and staff and get those ideas out to us. The second idea or the second situation is that the public can hear from city staff and from our Reading Electric Utility Director what we're doing. So I think it's a good opportunity to get the information out. Once we've heard all the information, then quite possibly act upon it and make some changes if necessary. Now, the last thing I like to do on any item is just to make a change for change's sake. You know, if we are going to make a change, I want it to be a tangible change, something that's going to really help. You know, and I'm looking forward to the 3rd and listening to the public so we can get their input.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot. Let's go to the phones here. Edith, good morning.
Good morning. Mine doesn't have anything to do with the power, but noodling is where you catch fish with your hand.
Oh.
And you shove it in their mouth.
Oh, thank you.
You let them bite you, and then you drag them out of the water.
Oh, my God. That has to be big
fish.
Doesn't
sound like a very pleasant afternoon, but...
Some of the catfish I've seen them catch with their hands, no, it doesn't.
Can you noodle with things like bears?
You know, I'm sure there's somebody that would love to noodle with somebody for a bear.
Oh, okay. All right.
But they need live bait, I think.
What's up,
anyway,
Edith?
I'm calling because I'm hearing the 61-cent increase on the cigarette tax.
Yeah.
And I'm really thinking they need to find a new scapegoat.
Uh-huh.
Because simply because of the fact that if they're going to raise taxes on cigarettes, then they need to start raising taxes on fat food.
There you go.
Because
that's a good one.
The last time I checked, we didn't have children diabetes when I was growing up. All of a sudden, now we got kids that are so young having diabetes. I think that needs to be the new scapegoat.
Well, you know, here's the thing about...
The county's paying for gastro bypasses so people can be cured of diabetes.
Uh-huh.
So, hello?
Well, you know, here's what I'm thinking is that, you know, you can keep taxing things like cigarettes and, oh, say, alcohol until the point where people don't use it.
Uh-huh.
And when you start... It's kind of like the gas crisis we went into, right? Remember, the gas prices went up so high, people conserved and cut way back. Well, what happens? We lost so much money in taxes for the roads.
Mm-hmm.
So you force the people to stop using cigarettes or tobacco. Where's that money going to come from? They're going to come after you in a different way.
Well,
so it could be internet, it could be anything.
Up, thinking they're going to get people to quit when they don't think about the other side of it. We keep a lot of funds going into the county.
Yeah.
The other thing I find really interesting is we've got a very large company in the Reading area that now has property enough to build three buildings, and they're making their people go out and stand on the street on the curb because they don't want them on their property.
What's this?
Blue Shield.
What?
Go through there around lunchtime, break times, you'll see them. They're standing out on the sidewalk because that big old company apparently is not allowing anybody to smoke on their property. And they have enough property there to build three buildings. That was part of the agreement when they put the first one in.
Okay, I see.
So, you know, it's getting to the point where it's okay to be round and heavy and have to have the county pay for your gastro so you don't get bypassed and you don't have all the other issues. And we smoke, and now we are all aware of the fact that everybody doesn't like secondhand smoke, and now third-hand smoke's even worse. I mean, for Pete's sake, what? Burger King isn't hurting anybody.
Edith, we appreciate it. We got people lined
you
up.
Have a good one.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. Thanks a lot, Edith.
Puppy.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Got to come see it.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. Jill, you're up next. Please hang on, and we're going to talk abatement. Hey, this is Carl Lindabot. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Newstalk 1400 KQMS. This portion of our show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. How appropriate here. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have the finest walk-in humidor, but they also have Espresso Joe, so you can get the finest cup of coffee. They've got wholesale coffee there. You can get bags of it, wholesale and retail tobacco products. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go visit them.
Locally owned.
Locally owned, and they're great Americans. Jill, thanks for waiting.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to thank Carl and Linda for helping to keep this abatement issue in the forefront. And I'd also like to thank Vice Mayor Jones for taking the time to address this today on your show.
Well, thank you very much. You know what? If it has to do with the community, we want it to be on this show. I mean, that's the idea. It's your all show.
I appreciate that. Hey, listen, Patrick actually answered my main question, which was I wanted to make sure that this was going to be on February 3rd's agenda. And is this going to be up for discussion and action, Patrick?
The reason why I put it on the agenda just as a general topic is so that we could talk about anything. It gives the public the opportunity to talk about anything regarding electric utility rates, abatement, anything in that manner. And yes, we can take, motions can be made, then we can decide and votes will be taken. So that's kind of the goal, is that, it's an opportunity for the public to speak. And for the council to listen to the public, and then we can act upon that night. And so I'm looking forward to that night.
Okay. The other thing I have is just a little request for you, Patrick. If you could just explain to the public how they would go about addressing or asking questions of the council.
Yeah, and that's a very good question. Thank you. It's, the City Hall is really for the people, and our council chambers, it's for the public. It's your opportunity to speak to us. When you come in to council chambers, which is kind of the round building to the east of City Hall there, and you can park both in front of the City Hall, but probably you want to park behind City Hall where there's better parking. As you come into our chambers, there are two kiosks, if you will, on each side. There's speaker request forms, blue speaker request forms in those. You want to fill one of those out, put the issue that you want, and bring it up to the clerk right up in front. And then we're going, and we'll probably have a fair number of speakers, so I wouldn't be surprised that we have a few, cards to go through. And so the mayor will call a person up to the podium to speak, and then he'll call probably the next person to kind of get ready. And each person has an opportunity to speak for 3 minutes on this topic. And if you run over a little bit, it's not the end of the world. What I would ask, and again, I really want to, and I know the mayor wants to hear from the public. The entire council wants to hear from the public on any issue, and this issue especially. But we do need a sense of control in the chamber, and we need folks to kind of contain that emotion, because I know these are very emotional topics. These are important topics, but we need to try to contain that emotion so that we understand exactly what you're talking about without taking it personal because some emotions get in the way, which often happens on these type of very, important issues. So we want to use that 3 minutes very wisely, really focus in on the issue or issues that you have concerning Reading Electric Utility, and that way we'd have a better chance to respond and then act on that. And so we're looking forward to it. Again, that is going to be on the 3rd of February.
Well, I concur, and thank you so much. And I just want to stress that I'm really hoping that people will try not to be emotional and be respectful.
Hey, Jill, what we do here on our show is, because we do have controversial subjects, is that we only have one rule here, and that's be civil to the person, to the guest and everything. And I think if everybody does that you get a lot more done. Now, let me ask you, you've been involved in this. Let me ask a question. I understand that there's a planning meeting tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay. Do you know anything about that time and place?
A little bit. It's at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Caldwell Park, between Market Street and the Aquatic Center.
Okay. So that's 1 o'clock tomorrow at Caldwell Park between, the Aquatic Center and Market Street.
Right, and I'm sure that you'll see a group of people,
right.
And that's probably where we will be.
And now this is for a planning session to, one, for people to organize, but also to, they're planning on having a candlelight vigil that
Correct.
Evening.
On the 3rd.
Right, a non-riotous candlelight vigil.
We are stressing peaceful
Absolutely.
And respectful.
Well, you know what, you can't get anything, I tell you what, the people that aren't, what it does is, first of all, everybody gets defensive and everybody pulls back, and the only thing you've done is you've harmed all the great
Absolutely.
Strides
and
that have been made.
And we really, really don't want that to happen. We want to do this in a civil manner, as you stated.
Absolutely. And I tell you what else we're going to do, too, is we're going to put the time and the place for that on our website, on freefireradio.com, right at the top, so people can, when you go to it, you can see where it's going to be. And again, so much has been said and done so far that let's not lose it over somebody being angry.
Yeah, if I always figure myself that if I'm really angry, I just won't say anything. I'll just keep my words to myself if I think that I can't be civil or respectful. Right. And I would encourage others to do the same thing.
Jill, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
And Carl, there's no dogs allowed in the park.
Okay, that's correct. 41 degrees, the time here is 8:29. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We will see you on the other side and take your calls.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our special guest today is Vice Mayor Patrick Jones.
Good morning.
And we're going to start a girls' with guns group, aren't we?
Those
Swarovski crystals on them and stuff. And
Tiffany, maybe?
Yeah, we like that. Okay, now listen, let's go to the phones. We're taking your calls. Rose.
Rose, good morning.
Morning, Glory.
Morning, Glory.
What a treat. Don't you think it's time that America needs a slogan for our new Obama nation? How about America, 40 million illegal aliens can't be wrong. Also, I was wondering, listen, I don't pay my taxes. Why can't I be financial secretary?
Ooh.
Got to have a chuckle.
Thank right? you.
Thanks
it's
a
been
lot.
Fun. Got to run.
It's All good.
Right.
Thanks,
that's a good ouch.
Yeah. Thanks.
Bye.
Robert, good morning. Robert, you're up. Hey, Robert.
Yes.
Turn down your radio.
Will you turn that down for me?
You're up.
And you're up.
Morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Go ahead, shoot. What's up?
It's you.
Thank you very much for taking my call. And I'd like to ask Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones, it's my understanding that there is the code section that REU is claiming that will allow the abatement, or essentially allow the red tag, which results in the eviction, doesn't necessarily say that any power needs to be running through the property. My understanding is that section only requires that the electrical outlets be in proper working order, but doesn't necessarily require any power running through those outlets. Have you had a chance to review that?
Only briefly, and that's the way I understand it as well. But again, that is the whole reason why I put this on the agenda for the 3rd, is so those kinds of technical detail questions can be asked directly to our director of the Reading Electric Utility. And so that is the way that I understand it. I believe you're correct. But at the same time, those are the exact kinds of questions that you'll have an opportunity to ask the council, to the mayor, and get a correct response.
Have you considered any remedy for the persons that have already suffered the eviction or the abatement based upon the code section that did not allow that to occur in the first place?
Well, and again, I haven't really thought of it in that light right now. The first step, really, before we get into a lot of the technical details and what we can do, is we're going to listen to the public. You know, the council has not had a good opportunity yet to hear all these issues from the public, and that's what the 3rd is all about, is to get people to come out, ask those questions. We're going to listen both to the public and to our director, and see and make sense of it all, and see where, you know, in these tough times, you know, we the utility must run as a business. The public has asked us to do that. But at the same time, we have an immense economic trouble right now, and we want to have some compassion to those people. And I think we can do both. I think we can run this utility like a business. I think the utility's done a good job in that area. But I also think we can have compassion at the same time for some of those people that are falling through the cracks. And that's, again, that's what the third is going to be about. And I hope you come out.
Certainly I will. Will county council also be present to address any concerns that the persons that have already suffered these evictions unlawfully, if they will have any remedy, or if so, what type of remedy will they have?
Well, again, those are technical details. I'm going to wait till the third. I wish I could answer those today, but I'm not in a position.
No, the question is, will county council be present also?
They can be present, but this is your council meeting, and I think, you know, with the county issues, you'd want to take that up before the board. I would do it.
I think you meant the legal counsel, right? The city legal counsel?
Yes.
Our city attorney, of course,
will be there
at every meeting,
yeah.
And you know, any legal questions our attorney is right there to answer those questions.
Hey, you know, Robert, you have some great questions. You know, I got a great email from he asked me not to share his name. I just was going to tell you it starts with an N, but it addresses some of the things you're saying about the adoption of the Uniform Housing Code. It's a local ordinance. He talked about PG&E, why PG&E is not abating people, which is a good question. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take off the name and all that stuff and give this information to Patrick Jones so he can take a look at it, because this makes a lot of sense and these are things that need to be discussed. But thanks so much for your phone call.
Hey, thank you. You guys have a good day.
Thanks.
Thank you. Susan, good morning.
Hi.
You're on.
You're on the air, Susan.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
This is for Mr. Jones. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah. Go ahead, shoot.
I hear you fine.
I am wondering about several people that I've been in contact with about they cannot get any help when they go into the city of Reading, even if they're getting a notice or they already had their power shut off. The city of Reading refuses to help them out. I mean, they've had to go in there and pay their whole paycheck of over $1,500 to them. And I'm hearing this from a bunch of different people, and I can get even let documented on it that it's killing families off.
Well, and again, those are the exact types of questions. Those are the type of people that we want to hear from. We want to know during the council meeting. This is your chance to get this type of information out to the council, to the mayor, to myself, to staff, to let us hear these types of things, and so that we can get some specifics on each case and see exactly what's going on. We have to run the utility like a business, and if you're failing to make those payments, we can't pass those on to other people. But they're probably, and I'm going to say that today, I believe there's some ground that we can cover to be more compassionate in these types of areas. But we take each case one by one, and I'm sorry to hear that you haven't gotten the attention, or some of these people haven't gotten the attention with the utility. But those are the types of things that we want to hear, and that's essentially why I'm here today, people know.
I'm sorry, but I've heard of people like going in there begging for help to take some kind of payment arrangement, and so you guys refuse. I mean,
okay, hey Susan, I've heard this too, and we have. There's a number of ways here that people need to know this. One, if the person they're talking to right then is not giving them the service that they believe that they should have, just go right past them. Say, I want to talk to your supervisor. And they will bring the supervisor out. That was Bernie Fargin. And he made a big point of saying, if you feel like you're not getting, the help you need, ask for me. And he gave out his phone number and everything. So, his heart's in the right spot. But what I think is what you're saying and what Patrick's saying is this. A lot of this is computer generated. As soon as you go past a day, and what we've done is we've taken our residents, as we have most of our society, and we've reduced them from people to a number, to an X and an O on a computer. But there is no compassion, just like Patrick said. Now, when we come back from our break, I'm going to ask, you know, I'm going to ask some questions about late fees, about, you know, that's $2.1 million. You know, we're not talking thousands of people. We're talking less than 20, maybe 25. And Mr. Jones says he's going to address this.
PG&E, they're great. They work with everyone. They're just...
Well, that's a good question. Why don't they abate people?
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Susan, thank you so much for your phone
call. You're welcome. Thank you, Carl and Linda.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Patrick, too.
Thank you, bet.
Bye.
44 degrees. It's 8:40 in the morning. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We've got Patrick Jones, Mr. Vice Mayor, in the studio, 221-1402. We do have a few lines open. Give us a call after the break. Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Our special guest today is Patrick Jones, Vice Mayor. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, which is 2225 Hilltop Drive. Leonard Silverman, owner, and, well, he's the guy that can get you just about any kind of special gem around the world. 40 years in the business, and that's where we go, that's where we get all of our good stuff. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We are taking caller number one.
Martin, good morning.
Good morning.
Martin, hi.
You're up.
Hi. Hey, I want to thank Mr. Jones for being here today. And
thank you.
What I'm concerned with is that the city of Reading seems to be a lot quicker on the draw than any other entity in sending out the late notices and then following that up with a disconnect notice. I believe that an awful lot of this would be solved if they would just give folks a little bit more time when they realize that they got a problem to be able to clear it up.
Right, and again, that's why on the third we're going to discuss these things. And we're going to take apart each and every aspect of these fees, when they come,
right.
How much that fee is, could it be delayed? Obviously, an early fee, that's kind of an emphasis on people to make sure those things get paid, because it is, again, a publicly owned utility, a different than PG&E. But at the same time, in these tough economic times,
exactly.
Could we have a little more compassion and maybe try something for a period of a year and see how it works? And again, those are the kinds of things that I'm hoping that comes out of our February 3rd meeting.
I know, Martin, that you've been one of the leaders in this, and we appreciate that. Now, tomorrow, 1 p.m.?
Yeah.
Caldwell Park.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You got any other questions, Martin?
That was pretty much it.
Okay, thank you so
thank
much.
You. All right.
Phone calls
Henry,
are lit up.
You're up.
Let's go.
Yeah, is this me?
Yeah, it's you.
Oh, good. How you doing, Carl?
We're doing great, Henry.
Say, incidentally, I wanted to thank Jones for being there. He's a pretty good guy.
You obviously don't know him very well.
Probably don't, but I've met him a few times.
He brought me coffee this morning. He's good in my book.
Okay. Let's approach this from a different angle, can we?
Sure.
First of all, let's talk about personal freedom. I grew up in a town that had electricity, but half the people in town weren't connected to it. And I understand all the downside of this thing and the considering the fact that a lot of the people are afraid of what might happen as far as starting a fire inside the house and using a barbecue and all that stuff. But people have to be responsible for themselves.
Well, I agree, Henry. It's a very good question.
And maybe what you should do is just do away with the thing entirely. Now, the city of Reading, I understand that you want all the money you can get to run the business. But by the same token, each and every one of us individuals has the right to do what we want to do and have a choice in doing that. So why not just do away with that entirely? And if people don't want to have electricity, they haven't broken any law until something happens, and at that point, there's a remedy for it.
Okay, Henry, thanks.
You know, and I agree with a lot of your comments. I, too, strongly believe in freedoms and giving people opportunities. I strongly believe, and I think that is the foundation of what America is all about, and so I truly believe in that, and I appreciate the question. There's a couple sides to this. First, we do live in a city. We do have a publicly owned utility, and we do have to run that utility like a business. We do have the second lowest rates in the state of California, and that's because we have a very well-run utility. Does that mean that we can't make improvements? Absolutely not. And that's why we're going to listen to the public, and that's why I've put it on the agenda. We cannot allow, for example, in an apartment complex, someone living without electricity in unsafe conditions, because that puts obviously other people at risk, and that's simply not fair. So we have to make those tough decisions, and quite frankly, that person's freedom is a little bit on the line because they are impacting other people that live in that unit.
If their freedom impacts on the safety of other people, you've got to balance that someplace.
Right, and you've got to take those actions. But the question, say, when you own your own house. It's your house, and you're living your owner-occupied house, and that is your house. You know, that is your castle. I too am like you, Henry, and I feel very strongly about that. If you can operate that house in a safe manner, and not putting yourself and others that live there at risk, I would agree with your comments. And you know, again, let's get people to come to the third and listen to what you have to say.
Okay, hey, look, this is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Vice Mayor Patrick Jones. We've got to take a quick break here. Jim, you're up right after the break.
Weekdays on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl Linda Bott on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, we lost Patrick Jones. Sorry. He had to go do mayor stuff because Rick Bassetti's not in the area. We got about 4 minutes left. We have, we have some people. We're trying to identify who they're talking about on the phone. But you know, this is Friday. Monday, we've got we're going to be talking about a number of things on Monday. We have, even though it's a holiday, we're going to be in here. We've got the Senator Onnestad on next Tuesday. We're going to have one of those county board of supervisors on, maybe two next week also, to be discussing our state. Of the state address. One of the things that we have run into is Schwarzenegger's 12-minute address yesterday. What did it say? Good morning.
Okay. We're having trouble with line number one.
Yeah, line number one keeps dropping off here for some reason.
We've had several emails that have been very interesting, and what we try to do is do some research so that when we put our shows together, we want to keep telling our listeners, which is you, that this is your show. We're a conduit for the community. And if you have something, like Carl used to say, up your craw, or you want to rant, or there's something that's bugging you, email us, call us, and we're going to listen.
We try to answer every email as soon as we get them. Now, sometimes we get over, we get a lot of emails, but it may take us a day or two, but we try to answer everyone because, one, we appreciate what you're saying. We appreciate your viewpoint. Like Robbie, I didn't get a chance to say, but Robbie had some great questions about why are the late fees higher than other utilities? Why don't they do a case-by-case inquiry? I think that's what Patrick Jones was saying, because here's my idea is we've got $2.1 million in late fees. And one of the reasons they said, it's hard to talk to everybody because it takes a person to do that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, use 5% of the late fees. Use it to pay somebody to come in 3 days a week to talk to people. We're not talking thousands. We're talking dozens to discuss their situation. Then kick it up the line. Until before you throw a family out of their house, I think the city council ought to vote on that one. Hey, and then hold their feet to the fire. You say that you're trying to help people, yet you're going to kick people out of the house. We can't vote on the employees. We can't because they're just hired. They're doing their job. They may have a bad day that day, and you come in front of them, and guess what? They've just had their butt chewed, so, it goes downhill quick. But we can hold the feet to the fire of the people we elect. If we don't like what they're doing, if they're not taking those steps, see ya. And they understand that. You fire them, just like some of these people that are not doing the service to the customer should be. Now, and this is just Linda and I, we've never had a problem. We walked in. I mean, we come running in there that last day with a check, too, sometimes. But
because it is a paper trail.
It is a paper trail.
They said that, it's a little archaic here, that when you write your check, it has to go back to the bank.
Yes, they want 48 hours in advance. Okay, I can live with that. But the thing is, there are people that are trying out there, and that's why so many people are upset. They're upset because people are trying and they're homeless. And then what happens? Then if you push a family out, we still got to take care of them. What is the money come out of a different fund? It still comes out of our money. So let's try and keep people, let's try and help people out, which is, I think, Vice Mayor Jones is saying. So on February 3rd, and trust me, we will have a couple more shows. We're going to have guests on. They're going to talk about it. There's going to be the meeting tomorrow at 1 o'clock in Caldwell Park for people that want to talk about this.
Mark your calendar, so use your voice.
Yeah, you know, the bottom line is that this is something that we should be taking a look at the people. Again, as you know, if you want to use your money on drugs or trips to Disneyland or things like that, then don't come up and say you don't have money to pay utilities. That's too bad. That's your problem, not mine. I think that's what everybody is saying. But everybody is also saying, hey, before we do something, let's make sure we've taken it to the last degree.
Well, we're coming to a close for the end of this week. Again, go to freefireradio.com and have a beautiful week. And the weather's great. We're going to be out, I'm sure, taking a Harley ride tomorrow, and not sure where we're going to go, but we got to definitely get on the bike.
Yeah, we're going to go out riding, and then we've got the some soiree tomorrow night. But join us on Monday, because like I said, we've got a big week coming up. It's a holiday for most people. We appreciate your support. We appreciate the emails. So just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you.